Yo. Well, if I have to say anything, we got a champ in the house. We got the champ in the house, huh?
Yeah, man. Champ.
The champ. We're missing Aaron. I didn't want him to come in down for this one because I owe him money. So that's why I didn't ask him to come down. In the studio, we got the man himself, Skinny Codes.
Yo.
We got Cody Covey.
What's up?
And we got yours truly. Guys, man, we just got done shooting our shoot, our own little private 3D core shoot, 20 targets, American Bowman. We had some great partners that chipped in, gave some good prizes, cash money prizes, and I got nada. I got nada to show for it. Man, well, for one, we had some Yetis. Yeti stepped in. Over there, I got to give props to my man Sloan. Man, Delta McKenzie came in, gave us some 3D targets, some deers. It was really cool to give those out there. Guys were really stoked. My boy over at Jeremy Walls the Walls, chipped in, gave every competitor their own cup. That was pretty sweet. You see yours?
Yeah, no, it's badass.
Yeah, it's like a trophy, huh?
Yeah, sweet.
That's the only trophy I got. I got participation trophy, I think. Actually, I think I gave mine to Amy. Give her. She was out there hustling. Yeah, man, we had Iron Will giving some broadheads. We had Mr. Tom Klung give out us some lessons. Cafaro stepped in, gave out three of their new quivers. Dude, you're going to get a quiver.
I want a quiver for today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. You're getting, waiting on that.
Yeah, you're getting a quiver. And
Can I get Aaron's?
Dude, I'm so mad Baden had a quiver.
That's weak.
Yeah, B-Rat had a quiver. Dana gave it to him. Sucker. But anyways, man, so we just got done shooting, and me and Cody, we're coming down to the house before he heads back, and I don't know. We'll see what happens. We drink responsibly.
That's right. No drinking and driving. Especially this weekend, dude. Yeah. The 4th.
Right?
There's a lot of cops out.
There's if you see him smashing a bunch of beer, it's my fault because I got the Micro Machine Bud Lights. I said, what kind of beers you like? He's like, I drink Bud Light. And I was like, cool, I drink Budweiser. And I grabbed a 24-pack of small cans. And I was like, dude, these are only $10. It's cheap. Now I know why. So we're good. But Cody, man, what did you think of the shoot today?
The shoot was a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good time. A lot of good people there. A lot of really good shooters there. But we got through there quick, like 2 hours? Is that what it took us, probably?
Yeah, it was pretty fast, dude.
Yeah, and it was chill, man. I was like kind of not nerved up before, but I was a little like, oh, shit, there's going to be cameras, and it's all going to be filmed, and people are going to know if I suck. So
yeah, well, you didn't suck because you got first.
Yeah, baby.
You shot really good, actually.
Yeah, I shot good. I mean, I could have shot better, but
of course, we all could have shot better.
I had a couple fives in there that didn't make me very happy, but I didn't fall apart, which usually I do. Like, if I shoot a five or two, I'm like, This round's fucked.
That's exactly how I am, and that's what happened to me today. I started out, I shot on the moose. I shot a five.
Yeah, it's not a good way to open it, bro.
No, dude, not at all. But I opened my mouth, and I said, Aaron, yeah, come and shoot with me, which I don't know why I did it, but I think I did it for filming purposes. That's why I did it.
Yeah.
You know, I think I did it. I don't know. But that's all right. Aaron Snyder was your partner.
He was, yep.
He shot unbelievably.
Yeah, he killed it. He beat most of the compound guys, except for, what, three?
Yeah, he shot a 182.
Yeah, he crushed, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, lights out. I mean, he always shoots good, but he really shot good today. I mean, there was no fucking around when he stepped up to the
stage. Yeah, but he got mad at because he shot, what, a five, and he was pissed.
Yeah.
And I was like, you didn't miss. Calm down. Right? But either way, that's just the way Aaron is, and that's why I like shooting with him because he's so competitive.
Aaron shot 2 fives.
Did he shoot 2 fives?
Yeah, don't let him get away with that.
Okay, all right. Yeah, and he still beat our ass. Fives Aaron now. And he still beat my ass. But it's all good because we said it when we drew the names on the podcast, and I said, who is going to be in the top running? And the only one that wasn't there, that my prediction was me and my team. Which I kind of knew it, but if I don't believe in myself, who will? You know?
Well, that's right. Somebody's got to.
Somebody has to believe in myself. When my wife goes, how much is buy-ins? And she goes, I said, $100. She goes, so you're donating to your own shoot? And I said, exactly. Exactly. So it's all good. But like, so what'd you come out with today?
179.
A 179. How much heavier is your wallet?
$500.
You got 500 schmackers.
Yeah. Yeah, it was sweet. Amy handed me the cash, and I was like, this is going into the new house fund.
Well, I like to see you leave. I like to see you leave with that full 500 out of this shop.
I'm going to have to grab my pistol out of my truck.
Yeah.
I don't want to get beat up.
No, it's all good. I tell you what, like today was just all about, dude, the group, when I started seeing everybody show up, I was like, damn, this is fucking cool, man. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it was a blast.
It was. I was like, damn, there's Fred, Tom Klum Sr., Phil Mendoza. Like, Phil came up to me and goes, man, this is cool. Thanks for inviting me, because I don't hardly get out and shoot besides I run my own events and shops. And he goes, it was kind of nice to shoot again. And he shot, which I knew he was going to. They got second place. He was with Jake Downs.
Yep.
Jake shot, what, a 150, Trad?
He shot well.
Yeah, he shot, yeah, really well. And then Phil shot, what, 180-something?
187, I think.
187? Yeah, smoked, right? But the guy that, they got second place. So you guys got first, you and Aaron.
Yep.
Mendoza and Downs got second, and now this is the part that kind of, it pisses me off a little bit.
We haven't heard this one yet.
Such
so.
A hater.
I know, I'm being a hater on Trevin, but I'm not, because I really do like Trevin. Trevin's my dog, man. Like, me and him can joke around like this.
You're only mad because you lost $40 to him, too.
I know, dude.
I
lost two bets to him. Not, yeah. So he was partnered up with Blake Hunter, right? From what do you got, the burps, bro?
Bad, man. I'm trying to go away from
the mic. You're trying to. But he had Blake Hunter. He was a Trad guy from Texas that flew down here. So thank God he got his money back. But Trevin shot a 162 and got third place. There was, what, 18 competitors there. Yeah, and he crazy. Got. That just shows you, like, that's what was cool about the whole competition, though, because you could have a really good Trad guy to carry the compound guy.
Oh, yeah. Blake carried that team.
Oh,
yeah.
100%, dude. For Blake sure. was
he
shooting
shot
great.
Well, too.
Yeah. And Trevin, he pretty much shit the bed and so still got money
Trevin
back.
Trevin got his money back. He got $40 from you, and he won the raffle for one of the.
What did
he
win?
He won the targets. Yeah, that's right.
He
made out like a bandit.
Yeah.
Shooting 162.
Yeah, that's crazy. See? Everybody can win in our tournament.
There's hope for you, Luke. There is hope for you, buddy.
There is hope. But tell me, to talk about the course, we were at the American Bowman. I mean, we had 18 shooters. And what was the farthest shot for the compound?
I think 57. Yeah, 57 to the bore, right? That's got to be the longest.
Yeah, I think maybe. Yeah, they stretch it out. Yeah,
because the bear is 50, the boar is 57, and then the elk is another, what, 47 or something like that.
Oh, I 12 ring that elk.
Yeah, you did. You hammered that thing.
At the last target, I 12'd it.
You got it on film. It's true.
Oh, snap. That's going to be on the ESPN Ocho. But anyways, and the Trad guys shot up from the orange stakes that were probably, what, another 10, 15 yards closer?
Yep.
So it was good. What would you say? Like, how many times have you shot the American Bowman?
So that was my third time this season shooting the course.
It's cool, huh?
Yeah, it's great. It's a great course. And it's got some vert to it. Like, it's not anything crazy, but you have to do some hiking, so you're going to be out of breath. You got to control that when you get to the stake. And it's just the way it's set up, it's hands down the best around here.
Yeah, guaranteed. And that's do you notice, like, when we started hiking up the mountain, I was gone? I didn't wait for my arrow.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know if I was shooting first or not. I wanted to catch my wind back. That was one thing I was thinking before. I was like, man, I don't want them waiting on me and hearing me breathe. But screw it. So I just started trotting and going out to the next stake. And I was like, they'll give me my arrow. And honestly, I was impressed with a lot of the trad shooters that were in our group. So who's in a group?
So Aaron, Blake, and Trevin. Cody Fish, right?
Yeah, Cody Fish was my partner. He's up there. He's from, Montrose area, he said. And I just met him yesterday. Great dude, welder. I got nothing but good things to say about him. I wish he would have picked up the slack on my end. I wish he
would have carried the team.
Yeah. I wish he was the Blake of Trevin. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and that would have been cool. But, hey, it is what it is. I needed to pick up my game, too. But I had fun. It was fun. Here's my deal. I've shot that course a lot. I really have. And I missed a lot of targets. And I didn't miss today.
No misses,
I got some fives, though. Definitely got some fives.
You know what's cool about what I thought was cool about today is, like, I've been in Colorado 10 years, and I've at one point or another pretty much met everybody that was at that thing. Mm-hmm. The archery community in Denver it's not that big. I mean, if you shoot enough and go to courses, you're going to meet all these guys. It's not like a cool kids club. Everybody's super chill.
Yeah.
And everybody had a good time.
Told you that.
Oh, did you?
I told
them. You were like.
It's just like the fight community. Small knit community. Everybody knows each other. Everybody's super cool.
Yeah, it's great, man. That was probably hands down my favorite part of today.
Yeah, it was like everybody was like good fun, having fun. Yeah, it was good. I honestly like it was funny because people were like, yesterday we were shooting and today we were shooting. Guys even came to me like, why do you talk to Aaron like that? And I'm like, that's why me and Aaron get along so good, because we can talk shit to each other. And like, honestly, like, it's not that I hate him. He's my brother. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we just have good fun like that. Like, believe me, guys, this guy gives me more shit than I give him. I'm just a little louder saying what he gives me.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's been good, man. Like honestly, like, today was just maybe a start of a new beginning. I'm already thinking how I could make it better next year. We were talking about it. Because we had so many people hit us up and asked to join, and I feel bad telling people no, so I just said, well, talk to Aaron.
Yeah.
I felt bad because I want everybody to, you know, have fun and do it, but, you know, next year, like, we did this in 3 weeks.
Yeah, from start to end.
Yeah, it was just like 3 weeks. We're like, hey, man, let's do a team shoot, compound trad. And see, and we'll call this guy, this guy, this guy. We got the guys that were up there competing today. And there's some guys I just barely met today. I did not know. Man, it was like the guy that I thought was going to be in it was Frank. I thought Frank was going to shoot a little bit better than what he did. But he shit the bed, too.
He had a misfire is what he said, and then he just fell apart. He said he was... He's shooting with a hinge, too.
Oh.
He drew back, and he shot the dirt in front of the...
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't hear
that? Oh, I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, so he started off on the wrong foot.
Who was the top shooters for compound?
Fred shot...
Like, oh, shit, mofo, yeah, Fred.
Shot 197.
Yeah, Fred was crazy. A G, man.
Braden shot super well.
Yep.
Phil was up there.
193. No.
Phil was 187.
Yeah. Braden shot 193. Phil shot 187. Those are the top three.
187 on a motherfucking target.
Right? And then, yeah, dude, that's crazy. Aaron shot a 187. I don't even know what second was. Was it Jake?
Aaron shot 182.
Or 182. Okay.
Jake shot, what, 150?
150, right? Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember anybody else.
Paul got third. He shot a 130. 30-something.
Yeah, so that's a huge gap, dude. And that's what made it kind of interesting, right? Like, it really did. Well, obviously, look what Trevin, he rebounded off the whole thing. Man, I don't know, man. I'm going to have to get my money back from Trevin somehow. I'm going to call him out on Alpha or something. I'm going to do something and beat him.
You're going to lose more money to
Trevin. I know, probably. Probably. Did you win any prizes? No, you got $500, sucker.
I got cash.
Yeah, I was pretty stoked because, Steve from Texas Outfitters, from that came down where Aaron hunts from?
Mm-hmm.
Was that Yeah, Steve?
Yeah, I think Steve was.
So we shot yesterday.
No, Scott.
Scott, that's his name. Great dude. Great
Topo.
Dude. Yeah.
Topo? Is that it?
Topo Outfitters, yeah, something from like Texas. Yeah.
Topo, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's where Aaron goes, helps Oddad and Whitetail Hunt. And it's the first time me meeting, and we got done shooting, and he was all like, I kind of want to shoot 100 yards. And I was like, well, let's shoot at this moose right here. You know, he was like, all right. Cody, did he not just draw back?
Oh, it was nuts.
He draw back, and he just freaking whoosh.
Pinwheeled to 12.
Pinwheeled to 12.
From 100 yards.
Yeah, and he's like, I've never done this before. Did this deck one? Whoosh, same thing.
Four inches away from the first one.
I was like, wait, you never done? He goes, no, I never shot 3Ds before in my life.
What'd you hit, Luke?
A tree. Swear to God. I'm all dialing my shit. I'm like, I got this. I'm going to show him. Tree.
Dude, he, no joke, shot four inches apart from 100 yards. That's awesome, man. Nuts.
And then I asked him today, how'd you shoot? And he goes, man, I didn't shoot very good. Which, you know, maybe he had beginner's luck yesterday. I don't know.
Oh, did he shoot good yesterday?
Yeah, he shot really good yesterday. Yeah. And he said, this is fun. He goes, we don't have this here in Texas. I'm like, well, you probably do, just you don't hear about it. He goes, but I got a bunch of land. I'm sure. I'm like, well, I'm sure you do because you're an outfitter, right? He goes, I got to get me some 3D targets. And I shit you not, I told him, I said, well, tomorrow we're going to raffle off some 3D targets from Delta McKenzie. Bam. Guess who wins one? He won one.
Oh, did he walk away with one?
Yeah, he was so happy, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he won $500, right. You know what I mean? So that was cool. I like it. I like that whole part. But I don't know, man. I thought the toughest shot of the day was probably the barrier between the trees.
Man, I think it's just me, though. I have a hell of a time with the mountain goats. I can never figure out
they're hard. They're
where
hard.
The 10 and 12 ring is, and it's I always white. Shoot those like shit. Oh, with both mountain goats, I shot eight and a five. Those are two shitty targets for me. I just, every time I go to that range,
and it's huge, dude. They're huge. Yeah, they're huge 10s, huge five, or huge 8s. Yeah, dude, I know. Cody, you hate them too, huh?
I can't see the rings.
Yeah. No.
They're the worst, and I always have to start off on those. Those are always the ones that I start off on.
Really? Yep.
You always have to be the back on the whites.
Yep.
No idea why.
Everything just blends, man. It's just one big blob in my sight picture.
Terrible.
We need to put a stop to that white-on-white crime.
It's true. It's true.
Oh, man. So Aaron and I had another bet today about, like, I called off the team bet because South got hurt, so I said, and he's going to be like, oh, yeah, you it's bullshit. You stole me money. No. Original bet was me and South were teammates. $100, top team. And I'm glad I called that bet off.
Glad South didn't show up.
Yeah, me too.
$100.
Yeah, but I owe him another $100 because we had a head-to-head competition and people, and it was $100 I lost. He beat my ass. He beat my ass like a rented mule. And people were like, why do you bet?
You need to stop. You need to stop
him. And I said, there's sometimes I just go,
you went full retard, man. Never go full retard.
That's what I do, man.
You don't buy that? That's Sean Penn, 2001, I am saying. Remember? Went full retard. Went home empty handed.
But that's what I do. I do. I'm just dumb. I'm a competitor, and I don't know, man. I can't die with it. It's money. My kids are going to have to go without no school shoes this year.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron, thanks. But I do it. I do it to myself. But I did tell him, I was like, Aaron, I'm done betting you, man, unless I'm on your team.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing, like, with the team. So I shot good, but I didn't shoot great. So think about the split between me and the number one compound guy. I was the fourth highest, and Fred shot a 197. So he had me by 17, 18 points.
Yeah.
But Aaron shot a 182. Aaron actually beat me. He shot 3 points better than I did. So our combined scores being paired with somebody who can shoot a stick bow.
Yeah.
I mean, 30-something points. Like, it, I didn't have to be the best guy that day, today.
I didn't have to be the best guy. I could have been his partner, Blue. Well, Trevin's a perfect example of that. Right?
Yeah, I mean, Blake shot the lights out.
Hater. Such a hater.
I am a hater right now, man. He took $40 from me, and he beat me. Third place he placed, but it was all good. We had 18 shooters. We had who's who here in Colorado and some out-of-staters. I don't know, man. I really would like to see what we could do with this thing. I think next year, maybe start a Saturday qualifier, granddaddy, everybody in that shot today. But it's $100 buy-in, bro. This isn't for anybody. And if you don't think you can win, or if you like to lose money like me, yeah, you could probably join, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Right? I'm honestly thinking, like, how I can do this a little bit better. And like, you know, there's going to be a divide, right? Like, there's going to be guys, like, with Aaron and them, he can probably, after the shoot, maybe go backpacking, cardio, fire road. And there's going to be guys that are like me that want to go hit a bar, have a keg of beer, and drink beer, enjoy the rest of the day. That's on my side. You can go on a loser side, go hike the trail, or you can go to the winner side where everybody becomes a winner, and we all get drunk and have a good time.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was like we finished a shoot, and you came and said, what do you want to do? I was like, you want to have some beers? You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Because, honestly, man, it was just – that's what I said. Like, when me and Aaron kind of started this whole thing, we were like, man, why don't we just do – a team shoot where we invite a few guys up to American Bowman on a weekend and let's do team competition, a trad guy in a competition and a compound bow. And he goes, you think that would work? I said, yeah, dude, it'd be fun because, you know, there's always like a, I don't know. Oh, you shoot compound, IOI shoot trad, blah, blah, blah. But me and Aaron, he shoots both, but he's more traditional now.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad he shot so good today, which he shoots good all the time. But I want all my listeners and everybody there at the shoot new. Like, dude, he is, like, with the trad, he's the fucking man, dude.
But he's a real deal.
He really is.
I don't think people understand, like, guys that shoot stick bows, there's like a, rightfully so, like stick bow guys, a lot of them that have shot a long time, they have a hard time just hitting the target or putting an 8 in there or shooting. They might shoot a 10, two 10s the whole entire 20 round. Aaron consistently shoots high scores. He's like next, he's next level, but he shoots every day and he's super dedicated.
Yeah, dude. I wonder what he's doing right now.
He's probably shooting his bow in his backyard.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
He's pissed off about those 2.5s.
Was he third overall highest score?
Oh.
Aaron would have been fourth overall.
Fourth
between
overall.
Both, yep.
That's nuts. Yeah,
he's nuts. And here's the thing, what you guys don't know, though, he probably would have shot better shooting at the compound stakes.
Yeah, he's a long-range trad guy.
With his trad bow, right? That's yeah. What people are like, dude, he shot from your compound stakes. Yeah, he's better at further distance, right?
Yeah, 20 and under is not his – I mean, he shot – some really good targets 20 and under today. A bunch of them. But, yeah, you're right. He's a longer range guy with a stick bow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up. And that's what a lot of people don't understand is, like, dude, you guys, like, don't know. I honestly think we need to go. You're from what? Where are you from? Virginia?
Vermont.
Vermont, right? And I'm thinking, like, I don't know. I might have screwed up because Aaron is getting on the Rogan show tomorrow. And he's going to be, I mean, he's already well-known in the whole hunting community, but he's going to get outside his box now. He's going to get.
For sure.
He's going to get really well-known. So, my plan was, Aaron, me and you, let's go on tour. And when I say me and you, I mean you. Let's go on tour. Let's hit some of these range and let's bet, you know. I felt like we could be like Woody Harrelson and what's his name on
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes. White Man Can't Jump and go hustle some things. And we just go hustle Archie Range and be like, hey, want to gamble?
Yeah.
Want to bet? You know? You know, I could dress all goofy. Or I could take my overalls or whatever.
Put a wig on Aaron.
Yeah.
Maybe
do. Yeah, who knows, right? And like maybe put some Stone Glacier on him or XO, so they don't know him.
Some Mossy Oak.
Yes. Some Walmart camo and some Walmart backpacks. Who knows? And just go there and just hustle
down. Do it. Guys would love that, man. Like, you probably don't know this, but you guys have a following where I'm from. So, like, I did the Kafaru cast, and I posted it on my Facebook, and then a bunch of guys that I grew up with that didn't or weren't into Western hunting, like, started hitting me up on Messenger, like, hey, this is awesome. And they started listening to your stuff, listening to the Kafaru cast stuff. So, like, they, if you went back to those shoots, man, guys, not everyone, but guys would know who you were. They'd love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's kind of, like, where I'm at. Like, even today, like, there was guys at the range that I felt bad because they were there watching, and I was like, damn, dude, I wish you guys could have, you know, entered, but they're like, yeah, no, it's all good. Like, we just wanted to be around all everybody, see everybody. It's cool. My deal was, guys, we are going to make this bigger and better and let everybody do it. Like, here's the thing. Nobody wants to hang out with me. Everybody wants to be around Aaron.
I like hanging out with you.
I am. I'll give you cheers on that. My dog, you're my boy, Blue. Although you took my money, motherfucker.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. Here's the thing, though. Like, Aaron has a following that is true about it. Like, and I'm just happy to maybe hang on to the coattail and hang on and do it. Like, we have fun. Don't get me wrong. And don't get it twisted. I will slap that motherfucker. Don't get it twisted. I will. But I don't, man. He's my dog. Like, he's helped me out so much. Yeah, he really is. Too. He's helped me out so much. And like, and maybe that's just me shooting him. Damn, you are a good fucking dude. You do it all, Cody. I love it.
FYI, these are mini cans, so if it looks like I'm drinking a lot of them, only like 8 ounces. So
it's so funny. The funny thing was is when we were on the shoot today, and we were on the podcast, and I got to do it again because it's the best. And Skinny Goats, ready for this?
Ready.
You don't get it. There is a darkness inside of me. It wants to get out. Wants to walk around. It wants some walking around money, and it wants to buy some shoes, and it wants to walk up with the people and say, hey, Gator, don't play no shit. You feel me? Gator never been about that. Never been about playing no shit.
That's what I was trying to tell Aaron. I was like, Gator don't play shit. I'll bet you. And I get my ass whooped. But it's been honestly, like, our relationship with Aaron, and obviously, like, I didn't know you from I wouldn't know you if I didn't know you from Aaron or Alex, right?
Yeah. And I met you a long time ago, like maybe 9 years ago through Teddy.
Oh yeah, Teddy. Yeah. You look like a Teddy.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I like Teddy, dude. Teddy's a good dude.
He's a good shit.
Does he live out there by you?
No, he lives up north by Frederick.
Oh, he does. Yeah. Okay. I knew he was on that eastern side, though. You moved up to Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, yeah. We spent a house out there.
I literally took that way to go to Texas, down to San Antonio, to Kansas, honestly. We met in Kansas, my buddy. We met up with, we drove all the way down there, and oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a haul.
It's a haul, yeah.
It's a haul. But it was fun. But, yeah, Elizabeth's a minute from here.
Yeah, like, probably an hour from where we're sitting right now.
That's what I was going to say, because it took me about an hour. It's like an airport from here.
Yeah.
How far is it from the airport to you?
Like 30 minutes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm like directly south.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yep. And I can take Gun Club up and hit the airport pretty quick.
Yeah, it's really nice. I don't know, man. What was probably the most coolest thing about the shoot today that you did?
As far as shooting wise?
And winning money. I know, motherfucker. Yeah.
Well, I shot 112 today. So for me, that's not unusual. I don't shoot a lot.
I shot 212s today. Yeah. Mother.
I try to keep in the 10 ring.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do, man.
Center punch a 12, and I was pretty pumped about that, just to make up one of those eights I dropped. But and then I'll tell you my favorite shot was probably at the bear through the trees, that 50 yard shot. I mean, I hit a 10 on that.
Yep.
And my least favorite thing was that boar, because
it's a hard shot.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I can make that shot 9 times out of 10, and I shot a 5 on it.
Yep.
And I was super disappointed, because that should be a. And I'm not saying it's a gimme; it's a long shot, but I should have fucking tendering that
with our equipment that we have and the compounds that we have. Yeah, we should.
As much as we shoot too.
Yeah, it's user error.
You started like your first six. Your first six were tens.
Yeah,
I think my first five targets, four targets were fives.
five. That's how eight, I started. Eight, 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 eight.
No, I that's all I shot today was eights.
Yeah, you were on the eight roll.
I was all eight.
Quiverful eights is better than quiverful.
No, I know it really is. But honestly, I shot none but eights today, and that's horrible, horrible. But
guess what your average was?
What was it?
Eight.
Weird. Eight. Yeah. What was Cody's?
Nine.
Yeah.
Nine. I'll take that. That's a good day.
Yeah, that's a good day.
Yeah.
That app you got is nice, dude.
Mm. Yeah, is that like an archery app?
Yeah, but it's only for Android. You iTunes fools, man.
Seriously? You can only get it on Android.
I swear.
Yeah, because I tried to do it
for Luke yesterday.
And you can put as many shooters in as you want?
Yeah. Well, you got to pay for it. It's $5.
Yep.
Best $5 ever.
But it's nice, dude. Yeah, it's really nice. Cool because he was out there. He already, because I asked him, I was like, what's my score? He goes, let me look. Told me.
Score, averages. I mean, dude, yeah, it's pretty in-depth.
You did a good job today, too, running camera and keeping score.
I try.
It was impressive.
I try.
Cody's a man of fucking many. He's a jack of all trades.
You believe Luke's trying to replace me with somebody better?
Yeah.
There is no better.
No, here's what I saw right there. You gave him a nice Bud Light, and you didn't give me another beer.
Hey, Cody, stick together.
That's right. Cheers, I think
that's a white on white shit, dog, right there.
That's also true.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing. There was three Codys in our group today, so we had the group of six.
Yeah,
because there's odd number of teams, and there was three Codys.
Fish. So every time they Cody called Fish, yeah. My partner, Cody Covey, you, Cody, Adam, you.
I felt bad yesterday. I kept calling Fish Covey.
Oh yeah.
I was like, hey, Covey, what you shoot on that bud?
Yeah, you kept on thinking you were
gotcha.
My party. But I said it's all good. Cody, tell me a little bit. How long have you been shooting the bow then?
Oh, I don't know. Since I was probably like eight. You know, my dad bought me a Bear, one of the red recurve bows when I was a kid. So I'd shoot that. Me and my brothers would shoot the arrow straight up in the air and then try to run. And then when we got older, we'd try to catch him like a bunch of idiots. But after that, I had a Browning Micromitis, which was a hand-me-down for my brother, and that was I think I killed my first deer with that bow, and I was young, man, 12, 13.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool, man, because I didn't pick up a bow until it was carp fishing.
Oh, really?
I was in Nebraska, tons of carp there at the lake, so I'm going to go back, and I'm going to do that. And actually, I'm going to take the recurve, I think. I'm going to put a...
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah, because now that I know, because I didn't know shit, and I still don't know shit, but Luke's I know enough.
Luke's going to get skunked.
Now.
He at least needs a reason for why he got
right why I missed.
But when I really started shooting carp with the bow, I was like, dude, this is awesome, dude. Like, it was like...
I like it a lot.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I was like Dumb and Limber. Like it a lot. And it was fun. And then when I moved to Colorado, I went to Phil's shop, first stop. I took my bow, my cart bow, in there. And Phil was all like, what do you want to do with this? Shoot elk. And he looked at me and he was all like, dude, this belongs to a 5-year-old.
this is not your elk.
Yeah, though. Right? God bless, no limits, and Phil.
Phil's himself. A really nice guy.
Yeah, you met him first time, right?
Yeah, really yeah, awesome
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, he's yep. G, dude. He's my dog, dude. Literally, he sponsored me my first bow, because that's when I was still fighting.
Yep.
And I actually had a local show. They brought me back to when I was fighting. I fought... Who did I tell you I was fought that time?
Matt Hughes, you lie. I don't know.
Was this boxing?
No, it was Guarneri.
MMA. Steven Guarneri. Steve Guarneri. Yeah, it was an MMA fight at the Coliseum. And it was a fight to win promotion. I said, I'm actually fighting in a month, I think, 2 months. And he goes, I'll tell you what. I'll sponsor you. Well, little did Phil know he was going to be a lifelong sponsor. No, it's good. But he literally set out, I don't know, six bows, maybe five bows, I don't know. And he goes, shoot them, see what you like. And I'm a broke fighter, bro, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, I can't afford these. I would just fix this one. He's like, no. Shoot these bows, see what we can work it out. And I was like, damn, my old lady's going to be pissed. And this is when I was just dating my wife, right, at the time. And I was like, fuck. All right, cool. I'll shoot it. I shot him. And I always give Cody shit because he's only pulling back 45 pounds right now. But
fucking lie.
At the time, there was like 50, 55 pounds on these boats. And I'm all like doing this sky drawing. Oh! And I was like, dude, I can't pull back this shit, right?
It's a different kind of muscle.
It's so like, crazy.
I'm sure you were jacked at the time.
Dude, I was a fight in the, I fight in the UFC. Like,
it's shit you don't use unless you shoot a bow.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to tell him. Like, the way he's shooting now, like, he's shooting so many arrows now. I said, watch, by mid-July, you're going to want to crank that up.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
My bow doesn't go much. Like, 120 is, I think, the max of my bow.
And she's maxed out. So.
Yeah. So, I remember, and I was like making up every excuse. I said, Phil, I had wrist surgery. I can't pull this one back. I cracked this dude in a fight, and I won. He goes, no, it's all good, like, because he know.
Yeah.
He knew. And I found the Matthews bow, and ever since then, I've just been a Matthews guy. But Phil has done so much to me, and like, to see him and bringing his son out to shoot today was like, it was cool. That part was definitely a perk for me because, you know, I always try to support Phil any way I can because I don't forget what he did for me.
Yeah, for sure.
And
loyalty, man.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I'm going to be out at his thing at No Limits. What is it? July 19th. July 19th. He's doing the Alpha Challenge. I'm going to have a tent. I'm going to bring my podcast out there. We're going to have some beers. We're going to have some fun. Am I going to compete? I don't think so. I pulled a hammy today, so I don't think I can do that. But I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to be podcasting with people. Dude, he has a huge turnout every time. Have you ever done one of those?
I haven't done one. I've always seen them online. They look cool. I'm not the fittest guy.
Yeah,
around,
no. So like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you should come out and hang out with us. Anyways,
yeah, I'll do
it's
that.
A good time. Come out. Support him, do it. It's here in Denver, Colorado, Alpha Bow Challenge. And, dude, the girls get down there, dude. It's crazy.
It looks like it.
Like, they get competitive as hell. I think they get more competitive than the guys do. And I did it a few times. It's just not my cup of tea. Here's my cup of tea. I like drinking beer, having fun shooting bows, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing the train to hunt. I'm not doing any of that. I know in there and I just have fun, shoot my bow. But I will support my man because there's a lot of people who love that shit.
Yeah. And one shout out for Phil too. I was watching him and his kid practice before the shoot today. And his kid, how old is this kid? Dom, right?
Yeah, he has me 8, 9.
So this kid has the form of someone that's been shooting a bow competitively for like 10 years.
Really?
I mean, have you seen Phil shoot?
Yeah.
His form's immaculate. Yeah, dude. Yeah. You know, he doesn't shoot a high shoulder. He's perfect tee. His kid looked just like him, and I was like, this kid is going to be an absolute killer.
Yeah, dude.
He would already smoke Luke.
Dude, already. No, for real.
He's like 11 years old. It was impressive, man. I looked at him. I was like, I was jealous. I was like, my form sucks. I got to shoot a high shoulder and shit like that.
Yeah. But. So, Dom, I know Dom real well. I coach him in wrestling, and we do a little MMA. He comes into the gym, and Phil brings him in. And I'm like, dude, this is the least I can do for you. Let me coach your kid, you know?
Yeah, teach him how to fight.
Yeah, and he's like, all right, cool. And, dude, Dom is I love that kid, man. That kid's good shit. They've done good. Him and Missy have done good on their kids. I don't know. You got to go potty?
I could take a pee.
All right, this is a good time right now. Cody, you can go ahead and go pop pop. Right. I would just go right outside here. Yeah, I would pop that. I'd pop the shop, but while Cody's out there developing felonies, Cody, you're going to be doing all kinds of felonies out there. He's playing with baby dicks. But anyways, I want to give a big shout out to all my listeners right now. Thank you guys for listening, and we got something for you all. Cody, how you liking that Kryptek?
Love it.
Love it, right?
My Kryptek.
Love it. You're still wearing my pants, but
I told you, short in the legs, tight in the crotch. But I'm about to buy another pair, at least another pair.
Yes,
they're awesome.
Yes,
I love them.
Yes, and yes, everybody knows that this like Kryptek is not no Walmart brand. It ain't an everyday brand. It's expensive.
What am I getting some other pants? I don't even want camo. I can't wear camo.
The solids are nice, huh?
Yeah, I can't wear my camo out to work. I'm going to look like an idiot.
Those solids are nice, right?
Love them.
I know. So Cryptek has these solids now, and they are like everyday flexi stretch. They are the bomb.
It feels like I'm not wearing any pants.
No pants, right? They're really nice, right?
Dude, they're awesome.
I know. That's why I wear them all the time. Guys, now's your chance. Now's your chance to get on that Cryptek special because you're tired of buying the Walmart brand. And please, guys, just because Aaron's buying Sika, don't be buying Sika. That's an Atari shit. Buy the Battlefield in the backcountry. Save money.
From Battlefield to backcountry, Luke's closet to mine.
Anyways, listen, guys, it's Cryptek.com. Check them out. Listen, when you go to the checkout, get your order, you type in Gladiators 2020. Capital. Save that money. Capital. Save that.
Capital Gladiators?
I think so. It's all cap. If it doesn't cap, I think it is all capital letters. 2020. Save yourself 15%. And while we're on that 15%, hey, Cody, me and you just chopped up some Axis deers, right?
Oh, those Titos.
Yeah.
Those Titos, Titos.
It's called Titos. Titos knives. Ultra light, ultra sharp.
Have you seen those sporks?
What?
I want a spork.
I think he's got one in this pouch.
No, dude, they're legit. Yeah.
No, they're brand new. He came out. Yeah, Luke's the man. Yeah, I want the green, the zombie green ones, man. Those are the shit.
Those are cool.
Guys, check them out. Ultra light, ultra sharp. On your checkout there, you're going to save another 15%. What are we doing here, dude? Is this like the flea market up in this business? Damn, Cody. You didn't know. But this is what I also got to say. Listen up, guys. With all this all happening down and all Aaron's taking all my money, guys, check out Kafaro.net. Guys, they are gear for life.
Hey, do they sponsor you or do you sponsor them?
Oh, man, I think it's about 50-50 right now, bro. They're giving me everything I'm giving back, so that's why they probably sponsored me. Anyways, what do you like about Kafaro there, Cody?
Pretty much everything. I mean, their gear, you can carry a shit ton of weight in it. I actually talked about that on their podcast. And it doesn't, like a seam might pop every once in a while, and they'll fix it for free because it's Kafaro, American made. And Aaron's my boy. He's like my brother. So
yeah.
If I wore any other pack, I would feel like, a piece of shit. And two, just like I'd be completely disloyal.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're the best. I think they're the best, man.
Those quivers.
Yeah, the quivers
still,
are nice.
I'm still trying to cop one.
When you listen to this,
dude,
I heard that I want a quiver.
Yep.
Hook a brother up.
Yeah, top three places got quivers. I can say that because that ain't my shit. It ain't my shit, so I'm cool with that. So, yeah, definitely. The last but not least, man, right between the – I want to give all the big shout-outs right now is my boy over here at Jeremy Walls, Walls to Walls. You check him out on Facebook, man. He's been helping me out so much, dude. Check these flags out.
Yeah, those are sweet.
Sweet, right?
I saw that when I was sitting on the side.
Yeah, he makes these customized cups. Your logo, does your handle, does whatever you want. Walls to Walls, it's Jeremy Walls on the IG. It's actually Jeremy Walls 81. He's my dog, man. Check him out. Got great deals. He does all kinds. He does cornhole, dude. He did my cornhole ball.
I wonder, dude, those are sweet.
Dude, those are sweet, right? Yeah. Does sweet wraps on them. Yeah, he's the man. Hit him up on the Facebook, IG, Jeremy Walls 81, Walls to Walls on the Facebook. You will not be disappointed. But now that that's happening, guys, a little MMA time. Cody, you in it?
Oh, man, you know I'm in it.
Number one champion, are you in it?
You know it.
Are you like MMA?
I love MMA.
That's my dog.
I mean, I'm not an MMA fighter, but I love watching
it. Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Okay, listen. Cody Covey, if you had a fight one, fuck one, kill one. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't like where this is going.
No, okay. You got to fight one, party with one, hunt one. Hunt with one. Ready?
Yep.
All right, you got Justin Gaethje. You got Matt Hughes. And let's go with
Cowboy.
Yeah, Cowboy. Cowboy's a good one. Yeah, you like Cowboy. All right, so you got to hunt with one, party with one, and fight one. Go.
I'd party with Cowboy. I'd hunt with Hughes, and I'd fight Gaethje because the fight would last literally 4 seconds, and I'd be knocked out.
And you get paid.
Yeah, I'd make money.
You're making real money.
Yeah.
Making that cheddar cheese. That's a good one, man. Like, Cowboy's a good party man. Me and Cowboy used to fight all the time, or train all the time together and party.
Cowboy kicked me in the face.
Yeah.
He kicked you in the face?
That's my claim to fame.
Hey.
Oh, do you fight MMA?
Yeah, dude, yeah. This was my first stand-up. So, yeah, short story here. When I first started, it was all jiu-jitsu. I figured, you know, hey, listen, I street fight. I'm probably good at stand-up. And that's the dumbest thing that you could ever think if you ever fight MMA. But
were you good at stand-up fights?
Only when I started training with you, Louie. But no, I started jiu-jitsu. And my first, I said, Luke, hey, man, I really, really want to learn how to do stand-up. And so Luke said, cool, come on Sunday, 12 o'clock. We'll do stand-up. We'll do footwork. We'll do easy stuff. I said, great. I went to KFC after church because I thought that's all I'm doing. We're just going to do some footwork. It's going to be nice and easy. Luke never shows up. I'm sitting there at 11:45. I'm stretching out on the mat.
I think I went to a Broncos game.
Probably. I'm sitting on the mat by myself, and Cowboy walks in with a couple training partners. They start sitting next to me, stretching out with me. Asking me what I want to, what do you want to do today? I go, I don't know. What? I don't know anything. But I'm not going to tell them I don't know anything. 15 guys roll in, dude. You want to do circles? Sure. Circles is a 5-minute round with every dude in the gym.
Oh, no.
Dude, yeah.
Like shark bait type deal.
Really?
Shit. Yeah, that's like
three,
sucks.
4 rounds in, I get Cowboy. And, yo, we start off nice and easy, and he's standing there. Got his hands down to his hips. And I'm like, dude, what is this fool doing? I'm going to pop this fool in the face, right? I don't know anything about anything, but I know you don't keep your hands down.
Cowboy wasn't established back then at the time.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha. This is WEC Cowboy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, I'm thinking, man, I'm just going to pop this dude. It's disrespectful. You're gonna keep your hands down? I'm going to pop this fool in his face. By the time I threw a jab out, he threw a switch kick right in my face. Touched me like a baby, like a baby's kiss.
Just soft.
Dude, it was nuts. It was nuts.
Yeah.
And then he wouldn't let me stop. After that, he was, dude, I ended up on the ground. He was dropping elbows on my head, trying to pop it like a zit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Cowboy. Cowboy's definitely he is good shit. I remember this one time we were all training together, and I just moved in here to Colorado, and I'm like, you know, trying to fit in. Like, I come from Nebraska, but they all knew who I was because I was a bad motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
I was actually I think I might have been the Ring of Fire champion at the time here in Colorado, and I was living in Nebraska, and my manager, Sven Bean, he said, dude, you need to move out to Colorado and let's take this shit to the next level, dude. You're good enough, and we get you in the UFC, or do you want to go to WEC? I said, fuck, I want to go to UFC, right? And he goes, well, you need to move out here and start training with these guys, you know, this and that. And I had a business back home with my mom and dad. They front up a lot of money of supplement. I did a supplement company called Supplement Zone at the time. And I was like, damn, dude, I'm already like 3 years in it, right? Doing this company. And that's like small business. That's when you start making money, right?
Right.
And I was established. The fighting was making my business grow. I was about to make some serious quan, right? And I was like, man, what do I do? And I know the fight life is so small, right? Like your window is so small. And I told my mom and dad, well, I got to be truthful on this whole thing. I met my girlfriend at the time. She was living up here in Colorado Springs, right? Kalina, now yep. My wife. She was up here. So she was a big influence of me coming out here. Like, you know, like she, I owe her a lot because she was probably 80% why I said, all right, because I figured I could still beat people up back home out here. But I don't, would I have been in the UFC? I don't know. But I tell you what, I do got better than the UFC. I got a great wife. I got 2 kids now. I got a great home. And that's all I could ask for.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what life's about, man.
Right? I'm still broke as fuck. Just like a fighter would be, right? So it's all good. So I got my perks, and I could do all this, but I moved out here, me and her stayed together, got married, and for the record, though, I gave her plenty of opportunities to leave me. She knew what she was getting. I said, what you see is what you get, right?
Yep.
So it's been good. It's been great. I love her a lot. I like a lot. Love a lot. But listen, it was like Cowboy, Dwayne, Lena Garcia. I mean, it was fucking everybody. Brendan, Shane Carwin. We had George St. Pierre, Rashad Evans. I mean, it was the shit right here. Is TKO, Trevor Whitman's Gagey's head coach, my head coach. Now I'm just assistant, but we've just been brothers ever since then. And man, one time, Cowboy hits me up after practice. He's like, "What you doing tonight?" I was like, "Nothing, man. I'm probably sleeping underneath the ring tonight." You know, because that's how bad I wanted to fight. And he's like, "Ah, oh, fuck, come on." You know, like now Cowboy, I could do Cowboy a lot better than the old Cowboy. He's like, come on, Mexican, let's go fucking hang out tonight. New Cowboy would be like, come on, amigo.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on, amigo. He says amigo a lot now, right? Cowboy's a lot more chilled. Maybe he's older, wiser, whatever. But, me too. I'm a lot older and wiser too. And maybe we're just a lot settled down. You're my dog, Blue.
Yeah, thank
dude,
you.
Skinny Kills is on top of it.
We got mics back.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? I like it. So Cowboy goes, come on out with us tonight. I was like, hell yeah. And I remember, like, man, I probably had 25 bucks of spending money, period. And that was going to be my food money, right? I was a broke fighter at the time. And Cowboy and Leonard Garcia, I want to say it was like Mikey Baldwin, his boy still today. There was a bunch of us. B-Rad, there was a bunch of fighters.
Yeah.
There was probably like seven of us. We go to this club called Tarantula. I don't know if you ever remember that, but it was a pool hall. And I'm not very good at pool. Everybody knows I'm not. Man, there's only a few things I'm really good at, like spelling bee contest, mathematics.
I know. Let's have a spelling bee.
There's only a few things I'm really good at. I was just average, right? And Cowboy's all like, you want to be on my partner? Let's put some money up. And I was like, man, I got like fucking $25 minus my beer I just bought, right?
So now I got $19.54.
Right, exactly, Cody. You know exactly how I am. So I'm like, fuck, man. Yeah, let's do it, Cody. Because I didn't want to fucking, you know,
be a little bitch,
right? I'm in it. So me and Cowboy, little did I know, that motherfucker play pool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Dude, we ran house, right? And, like, Cowboy's cowboy, like, fucking, he really is a fucking cowboy. Like, he don't give a fuck. And sure as shit, things went south, like some scratch over some ball or whatever. Fucking cue stick across the fucking head.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, dude. We cleaned the whole bar. So we're elevated all the way up. We're probably up on the second level of this place, of this down. It's called Tarantula. This is all I remember. Shit hit the fan. And I just remember seeing the fucking money on the fucking table, right? And I fucking grabbed the money, put that shit in my pocket. And we just started fucking bouncing heads off fucking tables, beating motherfuckers up. Cops were coming. We could hear them. Rare. Cowboy was all like, let's get the fuck out of here. And sure shit, we're just beating people down the stairs, dude. We were beating people down the stairs, throwing them down. Dude, we cleaned this whole We beat the bartender up. That's how bad it was.
Holy shit. Bad night to be a bartender.
Yeah, the bartender came in trying to step in. And I don't know who it was, but somebody just fucking just straight clocked him. I was like, I looked at these motherfuckers. I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here because they're going to blame me. Right? I'm the only brown motherfucker here. I'm out. So, but anyways, we get to another location, a safe location. And they're like, damn, dude. You fucking can fight, huh? And I was like, yeah. Yeah. Did anybody get that camcorder? You know, they have a system. They had a system at the time. Like
the bar system.
Yeah. They had a system. Like, if shit is a van, somebody has a job. You know, somebody's going to beat up everybody. Somebody's going to take the surveillance tables or the surveillance cameras down. And we're cool, right? Well, no one told me. I was supposed to take down the cameras. I was like, what do I look like? An IT guy? Right. Motherfucker? I'm out there to fuck people up. And anyway, we never got in trouble. Thank God. But I told all the guys, we went to the Denver diner somewhere. And we all had breakfast that night. And I was like, guys, I got it. They're like, no, I got it. No, I said, I got it, because we had like fucking $100. Because yeah. I grabbed it all off the pool table, because when the shit hit the fan, when someone got, I don't know who, I think Donald smoked somebody with the Q stick or whatever. But I was like, oh shit, it's about to hit the fan. I'm going to take these motherfucking Betty in my back. I'm in it. So I was gone. But anyways, yeah, Donald's a fucking partier, dude. So yeah. If you're in it, you're going to fucking have to get in it.
Yeah, he'd be fun to party with.
Yeah, he's definitely. Yeah,
My dad ran into him at the airport in Baltimore. My dad's a big MMA fan,
yeah,
huge fan. And he walks up to his gate, and Cowboy's sitting there. My dad's like, walks up, he's like, are you Cowboy Cerrone? Mm-hmm. And Donald put his hand out, shook his hand, sat down, talking for 20 minutes, man, about nice. Hunting and yep. all that shit. Super cool guy.
Yeah.
And I was a fan before that, maybe even more of a fan.
No,
I was
you know, like,
super down to earth.
You know what the craziest thing? Is if you want to do something with Cowboy, hey, I love what you're doing. You want to shoot rifles? Yeah, man, come down to the ranch. You want to ride horses? Yeah, man, come down to the ranch.
No shit.
Yeah,
you want to punch me in the face? Yeah, man, come down to the ranch. He's super down.
That was probably the hardest fight ever. Like, I sparred Cowboy. I don't even know how many times me and Cowboy sparred. I never had a problem punching him, kicking him. He never had a problem kicking me, punching me. Me and me, we never had a problem. We were
no one
cool,
has that problem, right? Punching you.
I know, right? They probably like does. It. But the fight when Gaethje had a fight, Cowboy,
yeah,
was fucking hard on us, me and Trevor both. But it's business, right? Like, you know? And you know what's crazy is Gaethje, when Gaethje was an up-and-comer at Northwest, just barely came into the gym, Cowboy paid Gaethje to come up and train with him in Steamboat, somewhere at high altitude, and where Gaethje was just a wrestler.
Yeah.
And Cowboy paid him money to come and spar with him and this and that, and Cowboy fucking head kicked him and knocked him the fuck out, right? Yep. And if anybody ever knows, like a competitor, like me, like myself, like I'm still trying to get that win from over Aaron, because I'm going to keep trying until I do, yeah, right? That's what competitors do. We lose all our money until we get that win back, right? That's what's happening. I'm going to file bankruptcy, but hey, it is what it is. But so Cowboy knocked out Gaethje with the head kick training back when Gaethje was nobody.
Yeah.
Right? And then finally, Gaethje became somebody in the UFC, fighting World Series that came out, and crossed paths. And Gaethje, the fucking only thing Gaethje could ever think about, like when times got tough, when training got tough, yeah, this motherfucker head kicked me. And they're boys, like they're cool. It was hard for Gaethje. Well, you saw that fight. Like he wanted the ref. He wanted the ref to stop that motherfucker. He didn't want to hit him no more, right? It was hard for us. But it's business, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, but, like, Gaethje had a hard time punching him after he was done, and just because it's like a brotherhood, and, like, we were in, what was the last fight that Gaethje fought at? Florida, right? The first fights to come back from sports from COVID, and Cowboy was on the undercard, and we were there, and we met in the lobby. And we were cool. It was just weird, though. You know what I mean? Like, after you get an ass whooping, you know?
Yeah, man.
It was different. But, dude, Cowboy's good shit. What I want Cowboy to do is what he's doing at his ranch. I'm hoping he's setting himself up for the future. And I think that right now it is, because his lifestyle is fucking hard.
Yeah, but what a great life. What a great life, though.
Right, that's why I said, like,
wakeboards, rock climbs,
dude,
fights, drives crazy cars, dirt bike track.
He does, dude. He lives life to fucking fullest, and I love it. I love it. And I don't know. Maybe I'm stupid. I am stupid. Let's just say it. But I work for my money today. I work for my money, what I can do tomorrow, maybe this week. I don't have a longevity money. My wife now, on the other hand, is all about, we got to have a retirement. And that's where me and my wife kind of, we don't see eye to eye, right? Like, I'm like, fuck, man, I could die tomorrow. Fuck retirement. I'm living life now.
Yeah.
Right? But at the same time, I'll be kicking myself ass if I live to like 80 and I'm broke as fuck. Sacking groceries.
Right.
I'll be at Walmart like, walk on the wallet. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be fucked up. But I don't know. I live life to the fullest. And I don't know, man. What do you think about that? Like, are you a retirement guy for okay one plan? Tell me, Cody. I mean,
yeah, man, I wouldn't say I grew up poor by any means, but like my parents, they're both blue collar workers.
Yeah.
And when you grow up that way and you realize like what they did, so me and my brother had shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I think a lot about the future. So like I'm good with my money for that reason. Like I started doing my 401k when I was 21 years old.
Good for you.
You know, and I think about it long term. I don't want to have to work past 55, honestly. And I'm always thinking about it. It's probably to the point where I'm probably the opposite of you.
Yeah.
And it's not really a healthy thing, though. Like,
It is and it isn't, because here's the thing, man. If you and your wife have that thing and you guys got that plan, I hope to God you live to be 100, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And healthy, and enjoy it, right? My lifestyle, the way I go, I told my wife, you better take a bigger insurance plan out of me. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, I got two kids and I want everything for them. You know, I'll do it. If my daughter wants a new princess dress, guess what? I'm buying her a new princess dress, period. That's what I am. Like, it's what I do. Like, she's like, did she really need that? Why couldn't you wait for, you know, this Christmas or her birthday or whatever? Like, I'm like, no, man. Because I remember what my dad and mom did for me as a kid. And when you get that certain level of, like, at that age where you're like, God damn, my parents did a lot for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they did a lot. And, dude, blue collar. My mom never worked. My dad was a railroader. My mom just took care of the kids, us. And I'm like, holy shit, dude. They did so much for us.
Yeah.
New shoes, every sporting event.
You don't see that shit when you're young, though.
No, dude. I was a little spoiled little brat, dude.
Yep.
And I hate it. I hate myself now because I was like, Dad, I need new Jordans. And I sucked at basketball. I was a wrestler. You know what I mean? Yeah. Jordans are going to make me better. But like wrestling shoes, football shoes, camps. I would go to camps. I wish I went to bow hunting camps. Now that I'm older, I've been really good. But it is what it is. But like, I think back like what my mom and dad did for me and how can I be better to my kids now as a parent, which me and Cody were still talking this last night. I'm still fucking growing up. You know what I mean? I have two kids and I'm still growing up.
Yeah.
Thank God for my wife, dude.
Yeah.
Swear to God.
Luke's kids have to help Luke with his homework.
Do well with this whole new thing. So my daughter's starting kindergarten, right? Was it kindergarten or first grade? No, kindergarten. And they're like homeschool and shit like that. Like go to school, homeschool, and go to school. And I'm like, babe, I don't know if I can do this homeschool shit with my kid, tough. Dude. I really can't. Especially when we get, dude, I did third grade twice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can teach my kid this. And they're like, well, we'll figure it out, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, holy shit. I hope my kids are way better readers than me.
I hear you, man.
Oh,
I don't have kids, but I can see, like, I saw a meme the other day. I sent it to my buddy because he just had his first kid. And it's a dude standing there, and it's like when your kid gets a D on the third grade math homework you've been doing for him. And it's like the guy looking out the corner of his eyes.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I'm like, Ken, this is you. Like,
yeah, exactly. That's what I would say. I'm going to be like, well, you got to get some C's and some D's. Because they know it's really you,
right? Yeah, it builds character.
Yeah, it builds character. I don't know, man. Cody, what is it going to tell you? So you moved to Colorado from Vermont. Why the change?
I wanted to chase elk for the most part. I have this obsession with them, and I was really into bow hunting when I was in college and stuff and in high school. And I was going
to
move.
Now,
here.
Did you go to a university or
no,
vocational?
I went to vocational, so I went to Vermont Technical College for construction management. And I was a carpenter. I built custom homes. You know, while I was doing that, and it took me. I was on the 6-year plan for college, so it took me 6 years to get a first
degree. I got
degree.
You,
but I got it. I mean, I was working full time. You know, I had to pay the bills. But I was going to move out here anyway, and I was like, I want to ski, I want to kill elk with a bow, and then I hired on with this outfit, and they had a Denver office, and I was like, I don't want to work in Baltimore, so if you're going to hire me, I want to go to Denver, and they hired me, shipped me out, but the reason the guy told me, and he's the head of our company, 5,200 employees, we're a huge company, and the reason he hired me, he told me, Mr. Regan's his name, Tim Regan, was at the time, my girlfriend that I was living with, her car, it wasn't the head gasket, it was the, gasket for valve cover gasket.
Mini Bud Lights are kicking in.
So it was leaking oil, and I had the interview, and I was 10 minutes late for the interview, and my dress shirt had oil all over it, because I had to get her car fixed so she could get to work or school. And I went to the interview, and he's like, yeah, I hired you because you're a fucking go-getter. You like to get her done, man. You just did that on your wife's car or girlfriend's car at the time that morning. And, it worked out.
Ever since then. Yeah. And now now he knows you as an employee.
Yeah.
But facts are facts, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it worked out, man. So I got to do it all. I had a job when I came out so I could pay the bills, and I got to kill elk.
Good for you. Yeah. How many elk have you killed?
Like eight
no
elk.
Shit. How many with the bow?
All with a bow, except for I killed six with a bow, two with a gun.
No shit, really.
That's more than Luke's seen.
No, for real, good for you, man. Like, what's the closest shot that you've had on an elk that's screaming up on you?
28 yards.
No shit.
Yeah, last season. Usually I shoot him.
Oh, last season you did it.
Yeah, usually I shoot him a little further away, like 50 yards.
Yeah, that's what my luck has been, 60 like 45.
Yards. Yeah.
Or even 70 is kind of like the hang-up point.
Yeah, they like to stop.
Is that true, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's my experience.
Well, dude, I went and bought this. So I'm not a gun hunter, really. I was growing up, but I was like, I need a long range rifle if I'm going to kill elk out here. So I bought this 300 Win Mag, decked it out, Nosler, sweet gun. I've killed a deer, a mule deer, and elk with it, and I could have shot both of them with a bow.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
It's just how it goes, I guess.
Yeah, no, it really does how it happens. But guess what? You killed them.
Yeah, got it. You got it done.
You shot. I remember seeing on Instagram, you shot some big whitetail last year too.
Yeah, I did. I shot at like a 160 type deer in Kansas.
In Kansas,
yeah.
Right?
And that's
kind of when I first reached out to you. I was like, man, this guy motherfucking kill whitetail, because that's what I like, dude. I like whitetail. I grew up in Nebraska, and rifle hunting, I kill whitetail all the time. Right, it's so much different. Like growing up as a kid, like we, you know. You road hunt on this property, get on a hill, glass, get out of your car, get out of your truck, post up, shoot the deer.
Yeah.
200-300 miles or 200-300 yards away. Awesome. It's fun. Like, I like it. I still like it to this day, right? But when I got an archery, I was like, oh, shit. Dude, there's no other feeling about having a deer walk underneath you or walk right by you and you draw back and that one arrow has to go in there, right?
Yeah.
Like my eights are good then.
Yeah. The eights count on that.
That's how I am, right? Like, and it to me is, fuck, man, I think that's what's so awesome about bow hunting is because maybe the closer encounter, everybody's like, dude, you should pick up trad. Motherfucker, I have a hard enough time shooting 50 yards out on a boat on an animal, right. Let alone fucking 15 yards, right? So I'm just – maybe when I get older, I'll do the trad. I don't know. But right now, I mean, I took my step from rifle hunting. I backed it down a little bit, and I want to do more archery. That's it. You know what I mean?
The rush from it, man, is wild. And people that haven't done it, you won't understand. Like when you – that adrenaline kick, like if you're a bit of like a junkie, like you want that, and you get that, You get
100%.
Like my buddies out here when I moved here, like, they're like, oh, you're a whitetail guy, and I started killing Western game, and I still hunted in the Midwest. And they had never hunted whitetails. So my buddy went out one year and hunted and
hooked
big buck, 150-inch whitetail came in 18 yards, shot over its back because he was shaking so bad. And he's like, I will never call you a pussy again
for yeah, white tails. Period, dude. We were talking on the way out to American Bowman about, I told Cody, I told, we're going out to Nebraska this year. I said, because he goes, next year I'm gonna get some archery tags.
Hell yeah.
I'm a gun hunter.
Yeah, so that's what he does.
You know, you hunt gun, you're filling the freezer.
Oh, for sure.
It's easy.
Yep.
And my brother, Kyle, loose buddy, first 6 years, he started with bow. Mm-hmm. And every time, hey, man, I'm going bow hunting. Oh, cool. You and Luke camping with your bows again? Have fun.
Yeah.
6 years. Finally switched a gun, shot his first elk.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I get it. It's hard.
It is.
No, it really is. But I told him, I said, you know what you should do? Get a archery Nebraska tag. Come out with me and shoot one.
That's a good way to pop the cherry. Even if it's a doe, it's a good way to pop the cherry.
And it's $79 for a Nebraska tag. So I was going to tell him, like, just do it, right? Like, it's fun. Like, it's meat. You can't cook those fucking horns, but although it's bragging rights. And I told him, I said, like, we got good access in Nebraska. And excuse me. It's fun, man. Like, I grew up in North Platte, and I got surrounding areas where I can kill some big whitetails.
Yeah.
And I've missed some big whitetails. I really have, dude. At 30 yards, and I shot over its back because they jumped a string or whatever. But I've had some good fun and killed some good deer, and it's been fun, man. Like, and that's why – this year will be my first year that I put in for the draw for rifle.
Yep.
Again, I did. I put it in. And a lot of it is just because I just want to expand the season, honestly.
That's what it does. It makes it longer.
Yeah. Like, to me, it's like I just kind of want to make it a little longer. Go out with my brothers, shoot some deer. Like, I'm not trying to trophy hunt a rifle. I'm just trying to have fun and
and
do it and maybe give it to my in-laws.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Get some of that corn-fed Nebraska whitetail.
Oh, it doesn't get any better.
Dude, it's really good. Good. That's what I was trying to tell him, dude. Like, it's really good. Like, Kansas, same way, right? Yep. And my deal is, like, if I'm hunting, though, it's archery, and it's just something I really love to do now.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. How long have you been in bow hunting now?
Like, actually bow hunting since I was 12, I think.
So you started a bow at what, 8?
Yep.
Yeah, so you've been hunting 12 years old. God damn, you should have shot a little higher than what you've been shot today then. So, yeah,
20 years, man, behind. And I'll tell you, like, it's one of those things you have to keep up with it. You have to practice constantly. I mean, it's you'll lose it. Like, your muscle memory, if you take, like, I don't take months off. I used to take months off from shooting a bow. Like, in the wintertime, I don't do that anymore, because when you start losing those little muscles in your back and stuff that make you stable in your shoulders and shit, you come back and it's like, it's not relearning to shoot a bow.
It's shaky, though.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Like, you can maybe shoot 15 arrows at 70 pounds and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's shaky.
Yeah.
Shaky. Yeah, dude. I'm 100%. I don't know, Cody. Tell me right now your learning curve right now.
Well, I'm lucky enough to have excellent coaches. Everybody I shoot with, I mean, I feel bad for everybody that listens to this podcast because they wish that they could shoot with the guys that I get to shoot with.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm going to be pretty solid a couple months, dude. Give me a couple months.
Your draw length is 31.5?
31 and a half, yeah.
Yeah, can you imagine having that?
Dude, you get some speed, man. That's
just sweet. Weight, dude. That's why I judge y'all.
31 and a half, 120-pound draw. Dude, it's... I'm going to be murdering elephants soon.
Yeah, I think... What are you at, 60 right now, 65?
65, I think, yeah.
Yep.
It's not much.
And
that's 31.
No, it is. Man, it's kinetic energy is just dropping, right? And that's why I told him. I said, dude, just wait. I promise you, this time next year, you're a wrecking, dude. I mean, you look at... guys like, what's that, Gillen?
Gillingham?
Yep. Big, tall, long.
He has to tie his D-loops like, so Aaron was telling me, his D-loop's like this fucking long.
No way.
Yeah,
so
because,
he can.
Because he's longer.
They're peaked than, out, right? Yeah, the lames can go strong. And everything. Yeah, dude. And it's missiles. So, I don't know, man. You're listening, dude, if you're thinking about it, do it. And if you're in Colorado, go hit up No Limits, man. Go hit up No Limits. Go down, talk to Bo, Hognuts, Jason, goddamn fucking Braden. He shot, what, 193 today?
Yeah, Braden's a shooter.
Braden's a shooter. I know, dude. I fucking counted him out. Damn it.
I didn't. I knew he was going to shoot good.
Yeah, he always shoots good.
I've never shot with him. He works for Phil and he shoots his bow a lot. And I knew he was going to be a competitor.
Yeah, dude. He's good, man. I don't know. We had a good time today, though, right?
I had a blast, man. I really, really enjoyed it more than I thought. I thought I was going to crumble under the pressure a little bit, and it didn't happen. So I was happy.
Well, I don't know, man. I had a good time. Cody, you have a good time there? I know you didn't shoot, but damn it, dude. You got to see some of the guys that are the best of the best.
I shot yesterday.
Yeah, you did. You shot better some of the competitors today.
I'd hang.
You would hang.
Next year, I'm taking Luke's money too.
Oh shit! You ain't trying to fuck around. Hey, Cody, real quick, break it down to the audience. You had a fight one, party with one, hunt with one. Gaethje, Hughes.
Who was the other one?
Cowboy.
Guaranteed to fight Hughes.
Okay.
Guaranteed. Only because he got hit by a train. Party with one, Cowboy, and train with one, Gaethje, but it wouldn't be fun.
Right on. All right, boys and girls, check us out on the IG, GU Unfiltered. That's GU_unfiltered_. Okay. Cody, what can they find you at, Mom? Little sexy little blue collar, my man.
Instagram, man, at Colo Covey.
Did you say Colo?
No, Colo, like Colorado short, COLO.
You said the Colo.
Right in the ass.
What is it again?
Colo Covey.
Right on. And, guys, he did take first place, so check him out. He's a great hunter, good dude. Do you have any sponsors?
No.
I'm going to sponsor you with some hats and some swag,
bro.
You
did, man. That's where it's at.
And some beers.
I can say Aaron Snyder's like my sponsor.
Yeah, Aaron's like a good sponsor. Yeah,
he hooks it up.
Yeah. I sponsor you with these beers because you didn't even buy some. I hit him up at the liquor store and I said, hey, what do you drink? And he goes, Bud Light. And I said, all right, cool. You just won $500, you sucker. It's all good. I got it. But listen up, guys. Listen, thank you for listening. Skinny Codes, what can the boys find you at?
At Skinny Codes on Instagram. That's it. It's the best place.
All right, let's get him above 18 followers, peeps. And guys, if you guys want to get down and gritty, if the Gladiators Unleash ain't enough, you can follow me at littlehawk.com. No, fuck, I'm hammered.
What do you have a website now? Little, what do you think?
I mean,
you
are, I do. Man, I literally do. Listen to this guy. I do, but it's littlehawk155 is my IG. You get to get a little intel on the fight game with that one, my little family life. But follow us here, Gladiators Unleashed. But
Gladiators Unfiltered.
No, that's the podcast. I already Come on, dude. You've been on your phone all day. Can't even find fucking cheap help anywhere.
Can't even find 12s, bro.
I'm a Luke full of quivers of fives. I was quiver full of eights today. On that note, guys, listen up. Go check out my peeps at Leopold.com. Get that gold ring. Reese has been the real deal. Holyfield. They're good people. Made in America. We all about that shit right here in GU. Okay? Get that gold ring. They got that new rangefinder coming out. Okay? Check it out. Leopold.com. And guess what? Type in Gladiators. 2020. Save yourself 15% on all the camo you want on Cryptic, Battlefield of the Backcountry, right? Go check out my boys at Walls to Walls. That's my ninja. That's my ninja. He custom cups, custom flags, custom whatever you want. Hit him up. Jimmy Walls 81 on the IG. And these are my two favorites. I do really love these companies. Tito Knives. Ultra light, ultra sharp. Type them in. GU15. Save that money. Kafaro.net. Holy shit. Gift for life. Yeah, you're going to drop that bill. You're going to drop that quant on that, like, out of that gear. But guess what? It's for life. Never have to pay for it again. Holler. We out.